AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's president says his country's in a tough spot amid negotiations over the latest U.S. peace proposal. Sagar Magani explains.
Volodymyr Zelensky says Kyiv potentially faces a difficult choice between losing its dignity and losing American support. The plan has many of Russia's long-standing demands, like Ukraine handing over territory while giving Kyiv few security guarantees. Zelensky says he's willing to negotiate calmly, but insists on fair treatment. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas says Ukraine should get the final say.
Russia has no legal right to whatsoever to any concessions from the country it invaded.
President Trump tells Fox News Radio he wants an answer from Zelensky about the plan by Thanksgiving, but says an extension is possible. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court's temporarily blocked a lower court ruling that found Texas's new congressional map likely discriminates on the basis of race. It will remain in place at least for the next few days while the justices consider whether to allow it. President Trump had pushed the new map, which is favorable to Republicans. The high court's also been weighing Trump's birthright citizenship order. It declares that children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. The president met this afternoon with New York City's mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani.
The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true.
The meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
An Ohio police officer has been acquitted of all charges after fatally shooting Takiyah Young in a supermarket parking lot. The pregnant black mother had been accused of shoplifting. This is AP News. The NFL's Week 12 got started last night.
Houston's defense sacked Josh Allen 8 times. Kalen Bullock forced 3 turnovers, and the 6-5 Texans won their third straight game, 23-19, over the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Houston coach D'Amico Ryans.
Extremely proud of our guys for the effort they showed tonight playing together.
Travis Kelce plans to decide on retirement after the season, aiming to give the Kansas City Chiefs ample time to prepare. Kelce wants to make his decision before free agency. Agency opens and the NFL draft takes place. The new league year begins March 11th, marking the start of free agency. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh quarterback Aaron Rodgers practiced with a broken left wrist in a brace, raising the possibility of playing against Chicago on Sunday. New York Giants rookie quarterback Jackson Dart will miss a second consecutive game with a concussion. I'm Gethin Coolball.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.